Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of Chanukah. We want to discuss the proper time to light. So before we discuss the proper time to light the actual zmanim, let's give the background based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that the time to light is mishatishka chama achatikla regel minashuk. The time to light is when the sun sets. We have to define that phrase, when the sun sets, until the tikhla regel minashuk, until there's no longer people traveling in the street. Bizman Chazal, they did not have street lights. When it got dark, very few people would stay outside. There is just after the Zman of Tishka Chama, there still was some light. So for a little while, people would continue in the street. So till that time is the Zman of Hadlaka. Now that, the more it clearly defines, is the time of Hadlaka if a person is lighting outside. Now the more really gives three places to light, or actually four places to light. So the first place to light is a person should light outside. There'll be a machloikis whether it means by the doorway of the home or the doorway of the chotzer, but it means to light outside. And the more it says if a person doesn't have a doorway to light in, he lives in an aliyah, he doesn't have any type of doorway which leads out to the outside, so then he lights by his window. And the more it says b'shas ha-sakana, the time where it's dangerous to light, be lighting in a way which is visible, a person would light on his table, and that is sufficient. So we know clearly that when the person is lighting outside, the appropriate time to light is the time of Mishatishka Chama until Tikhla Regel Menashuk. What is our halacha nowadays? Our halacha nowadays, which in Chutz Laaretz we are lighting inside by a window. So how do we understand that halacha, lighting inside by a window? Really, we should argue that if it's safe, a person should light outside, and a person, because a person has a doorway, and a person, if it's not safe, a person should light inside by the table, not by the window, and keep the window shut. There is a scenario where a person lights at the table, even, this is the fourth scenario, even if it's not sakana, and that's when a person does not have a doorway, which leads to the outside, and he's living very high up, above 20 amas off of the street, so his window would not be visible either, so then he lights on his table. But that's not the scenario for the vast majority of us. So what exactly are we doing? So the way the Achronim understand it is, the Rishonim understand it, is that we moved inside because of Sakana. And theoretically, when the Sakana has ended, we should move back outside, but we've left it inside because of the concern things might change. But since at this moment there isn't active Sakana for lighting in a way which is visible, we move it to the window. It comes out that really we're fulfilling the Ikra Din of Hadlaka of lighting inside based on the time of Sakana, and the primary lighting we were doing is not for the people in the street. So let's get this clear. According to the Gemara, when a person lights outside, the primary lighting is for the people in the street, not for the people in his home. When a person lit by the window of an aliyah, again, the primary lighting was for the people in the street, not for the people inside the house. When a person lit b'shas ha-sakana on the table, the primary lighting is for the members of his household. We are basically maintaining that halacha of lighting for the members of the household with an added heder of putting it by the window as well. But the primary halacha is still for the members of the household. That which we do in Chutz Laaretz, lighting inside, is for the members of the household, not for the people outside. Primarily. So, if we want to define what is appropriate time to light, so the Gemara gives us a time to light based on the halacha, which is for outside. Would that halacha define when to light when we're lighting inside? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say yes, even Bizman Hazel, that we light inside. We still have the preferred time as the person is required to light by the appropriate time. And if that's not possible, b'di'evad, he can light later on. The Ramah says, no, since the main halacha is for the people inside, there really is no halacha requirement that a person has to light earlier. But he does agree that it is a halachic milo. It is considered something praiseworthy to light earlier, at the earlier zman. But it is not required, according to the Ramah, even the chadchila, a person can really light later on. According to the Shulchan Aruch, a person the chadchila should light by the appropriate time. And if he did not do so, he will light later on. So that is the background. Tomorrow we'll go through the actual practical halacha l'maaseh.